So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you are today. So we're going to go live again. This is the third time's a charm on this particular episode because the other two, just for whatever reason, stopped streaming 2 minutes in. So this time what we've done is we hit record. So if we lose this one, at least we've got the recording. Anyway, welcome. It's the Marketing and Sales Show. And today's session, we're going to talk about the four stages to a basic funnel for the third time this week. And also, I'm probably going to go live again this afternoon because we missed yesterday's live. Because this is it, so we're going to have to double up, so we'll probably go live again this afternoon. Got a very busy day today. But anyway, let's crack on. Four stages to a basic sales funnel. So obviously, most businesses need a sales funnel. There's no question about that. But the question is, what are the stages that you should implement into a sales funnel? And so sometimes this is stuff that you might just not actually realize, or you did realize, but you've forgotten, so it's a good reminder. But if you haven't got any of this stuff, and this stuff is kind of a brand new for you, then this is definitely something that you should be implementing. So first step to a basic sales funnel is you've got to get some attention. Like, this is why we go live so many times. We post out so many pieces of content. We edit the replays. We've got podcasts on iTunes and Spotify. We're going to beat Joe Rogan soon. We're not going to beat Joe Rogan. But this is why we go live. It's to garner attention. And does it work? It absolutely does work. So since we've been live almost every day since the 16th of January, coming up to 21 days or so, the number of people that go through our sales funnel has increased significantly. So the reason for that is simply we're getting more attention. And so you've got to find a way of getting more attention. Now, it doesn't matter how that is. It doesn't have to be live streaming. It doesn't have to be content on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and so on. It can be going to a networking event. That is getting attention. Could be speaking on stage. That's definitely getting attention. So those sort of things would really help in terms of raising your visibility, because this is really what it's about. If you're invisible in business, who's going to do business with you? Who knows that you even exist? Not many people, that's for sure. Let me just move my camera there. There we go. So not many people. So you've got to find a way of getting your visibility up. And for us, I mean, we live in Spain. We're 1,000 miles away from anybody in the UK. Well, 1,000 miles from Leeds anyway, slightly less from London. But it doesn't matter because there's a channel in between us. We're miles and miles away. So what are we going to do to garner more attention? Well, the only thing that we can do is a lot more digital content. And what's really interesting is if I lived in the UK now, yeah, I'd probably go do networking events, but I'd be the guy speaking on stage. I wouldn't be the guy handing out business cards. I'd be the person that people are coming to see, so I can speak to everybody, the whole room, all in one go, in one 30-minute session. And we've done this when we spoke at Manchester Property Networking Club, and I was on the expert panel, and then we spoke, and there's a queue of people waiting to speak to you. Like, that right there is getting attention. But even if I lived in the UK, we'd still do this live every single morning. And one of the podcasts that we've got coming up talks about unfair advantages, and one of them is location. And obviously being in a specific location, that can really help. But also not being in a location, like the fact that we are 1,000 miles away, forces us to think outside the box. And so what else are we going to do? Let's go live. Let's put out as much content as we can. And that's exactly what we do. And actually, we're going to ramp it up even more. We're going to have workshops and Zoom training sessions. I know they sound boring if you say Zoom, but the training sessions, me and a whiteboard and you, to do knowledge transfer and training and that kind of thing. All of that is attention, all completely free to attend. You just need to drop an email address in, but that's what's coming. So 2022, we're increasing the amount of attention. We're increasing the amount of help that we give people. And that segue nicely leads us on to the second stage of a basic sales funnel, which is to add value. What value are you adding? Like, we think we add a lot of value in the podcasts that we put out. And one of the reasons why we think that is because that's the feedback that we get. Dan, loved your podcast. I'd not thought about that for quite some time. Thanks for a gentle reminder. Or, wow, didn't realize you could do that. Thank you for that. So on, right? So this is about us offering out value to our potential customers and maybe our existing customers as well. And so the question is, what sort of value are you adding? Like, on our website, we've got a page called Linktree. I'm just going to pull it up now. Linktree. I can probably share this, actually, just to show you what this looks like. Let me just pull this over to here.
And then share this second screen. Yeah, that should do it, I think. Okay, that's why. 1 second. Okay, transition that over. There we go. So on our Linktree page, for example, we've got all our links in one central place. Now here, we've got this one here called free downloads. And we've got currently two free downloads that you can get. One is 52 topics to live stream about. So if you want to go live and you're not sure what to talk about, you can download that. It's got 52 different things that you can use in any business, basically. That's a nice little download. And the next one is a free Facebook ads guide. So if you want to know how to run Facebook, there's a free guide. It's all branded up. It's like 16 pages or something. And it shows you step by step how to run Facebook ads. Like, it's really difficult, by the way. So you're actually best off just using a business like us to do it. But anyway, if you want to do it yourself, there's the value. And one of the things that we're going to be offering is a lot more downloads. And one of the reasons why we want to offer more downloads is because we want people to put their email address in. And why do we want people's email address? Well, we're going to talk about following up a little bit in a little bit. But what value are you offering? Is it webinars? Is it free training? Is it a two-page PDF that people can download? It has to be actual value. Is it a little bit of knowledge about tax or about the latest mortgages or the latest marketing technique or the way to recruit or the way to be a leader or inspirational, motivational stuff? Whatever it happens to be, you've got to not only get attention, but you've also got to give out value while you're getting that attention. Which then leads us on to the third stage of a basic sales funnel, which is to provide an offer. So what are your offers? Like, there's a film called Glengarry Glen Ross. And in that film, it talks about ABC, always be closing. And if you've not seen that section of that film, what's it called? Alec Baldwin won like an Oscar or whatever it was for the 4 minutes that he was on screen for that one scene. Second prize is a set of steak knives. If you've seen that film, you know what I mean. If you've not seen that bit of a film, go watch it. In fact, the whole film's a really good film. You should watch it anyway. But that sales scene is really good. But as well as always be closing, I've got a different one, which is ABP, which is always be pitching. Like, you should always be pitching an offer. How many sales calls have you had today? How many offers have you made today? It doesn't have to be in a sales call. It could be in a strategy session. It could be in a training session. But how many offers are you making every single day? And I guarantee you're not making that many. Like, if you're making two a day, I reckon you'd probably be doing quite well. Depends on your business, of course. And you might not need to make offers. Depends on your business. In my business, we have to make offers. We don't have a shop where you can buy a leg of lamb. You know, it's not footfall that we rely on. It's strategy sessions. That's how we close clients. And so we have to be making offers. And the offer has to be a good offer that they actually want to do it. So we have to do our job. And our job actually takes place before we even get on that phone call. Our job takes place at the attention level so that people already know who we are, what we do, and how we can help them. And then when we get to an offer, it's a no-brainer for them. So you've got to be ABP. You've got to always be pitching your offers. And if you're not making enough offers, then now is the time to start making as many offers as you can. And I would actually register or note down how many offers you make per day, because I think you'll be shocked at how few offers you're actually making. Right, one of our key performance indicators, KPIs, every week and every month is how many strategy sessions have we got? And every month we're trying to improve on the last month. What can we do to get more strategy sessions? What can we do to get more people on a call? What can we do to be making more offers? And so, you know, business is about sales. Nothing begins until a sale is made, right? I'm sure you've heard that saying. You've got to be making sales. If you're not making sales, your business doesn't exist. It doesn't matter if you want to help people. If you can't sell anything, how are you going to help them? And don't get me wrong, when we put content out and we charge £400 a month for content, we know we're helping that client. We're not just doing it to get the 400 quid. We want to help that client get better, because also we want to upsell them as well. But also we want them to have tremendous success and then sign up for Facebook ads and sign up for website design and all the extra stuff that we can offer. But the first step is you've got to get an offer out there. The last and final step or stage to a basic sales funnel is in the follow-up. We talked before about offering value about, you know, providing free PDFs or free training courses, and it's free of charge as long as you get an email address, right? So now you've got an email address, now's the time to follow up. And so you follow up with the people who are kind of interested, but maybe not that interested. You follow up with people who definitely are interested. We use ActiveCampaign, and on our system, if someone clicks on a website page and they're already on our list, I can see it actually comes up and tells me Bob looked at the website design page. I can then send Bob an email saying, Bob, I noticed you looked at the website design page. Should we jump on a call? Now we're jumping onto a strategy call. Now we're about to make an offer. And so all of that happens in the follow-up. But before you even get somebody who's kind of semi-interested, you've got people who are not interested at all, but they just happen to be on your mailing list. So the follow-up is then designed to warm up these potential prospects. It's designed to move them along the sales funnel so that you're building trust and reassurance and authenticity and credibility all the way down. And then when they see the offer, which is one of the stages of the sales funnel, when they then see an offer that's appropriate for what they want, and we don't know what that might be just yet, then they'll express an interest. They'll click on the link. And when they click on the link and go to, I don't know, content or Facebook ads, guess what happens? It comes up on my system. We see that Bob has now clicked on Facebook ads. Hey, Bob, notice you looked on Facebook ads. Do you want to jump on a call? We'll go through. What's your product? What's your business? What are you looking to do with Facebook ads? Maybe we can help. Maybe we can't help. What is that? Now it's getting us into a conversation. But all of that happens from you making the follow-ups. So Trevor's just saying, just watch the film, love it. Yeah, the whole thing is so good. I remember sat in a sales training watching Glengarry Glen Ross and that one scene, and I'd never seen it before, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Second prize, second set of steak knives. Love that film. Anyway, look, they're the four stages to a basic sales funnel. Hopefully that's useful for you. Quick one today. We're going to go live again later on, because this is yesterday's live stream, because yesterday's live stream twice it failed. But it looks like this one's gone through, hopefully. Anyway, look, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you guys later on. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.